Welcome, everyone. I will call the last meeting of the Senate Finance and Revenue Committee to order. And we have a work session on House Bill 4138 to consider. So, Chris.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the committee. 4138 is the bill that deals with the corporate apportionment of business income for interstate broadcasters. That should sound familiar. You do have in OLIS on dash A10, which adds language to clarify that the bill does not change who is affected by this method of apportionment. That's the top language there, lines 2 through 4. That was a point of concern early on, and there were several changes to the bill to make that point clear, that it doesn't change who is affected. This is just additional language to further clarify. It does not change the who, just how the apportionment is done. The other parts of the amendment, which are at the bottom, and a point of clarification, a lot of the amendment there has to do with the double amend. That's why there's a lot of the language there. At the end, it changes the sunset date from January 1, 2020 to January 1, 2017, and the LRO and DOR reporting date from January 1, 2019 to January 1, 2017. So it's basically a 3-year sunset. And when we report on that, we will hopefully have preliminary information on some of the tax returns. There is a delay in getting the corporate tax returns due to fiscal year filings and tax extensions and so forth, so it'll be a couple of years before we'll see any tax returns. But hopefully by this reporting date, we will have at least some of the tax returns to look at and report back to the committee. And in any event, we'll be able to provide an update of information that we've learned over those 3 years. You have the fiscal impact, which is, I believe it was a no impact or minimal fiscal impact. It was a minimal.
Yeah, I can.
And then you do have the revenue impact statement, which shows the revenue gains in 13, 15, and 15, 17 of 0.9 and 1.7. The only difference from earlier version is in the 17, 19 biennium, there is no revenue impact due to the change in the sunset date. And I have added a paragraph in the impact explanation. There has been a lot of talk and concern about the revenue impact, all focused on who is not in affected, or who is in or not in the interstate broadcasters. And while that doesn't affect the revenue impact in the statement, the potential error of the revenue impact is affected by who may or may not be in.
Thanks, Chris. Committee, as you know, this is really a dynamic field, the whole broadcasting field. There's litigation. There's a lot of activity around the country. The technologies have changed. The definitions have changed. So it's really a very volatile environment with this population that we're dealing with. So this bill is designed to be absolutely neutral on who's in and who's out of the class. But as Chris said, if litigation turns out certain ways, if Department of Revenue rulings turn out certain ways, if tax filers turn out in certain ways, this could really be a different environment that we're talking about. What we're doing is we are using our best judgment to see if we can find a win-win, give the industry more certainty, give the state of Oregon more revenue, and we all hope it works out that way. Everyone has operated in good faith and has been very patient with the chair of this committee as I struggled trying to understand the intricacies of this. The 3-year sunset will allow us to have one full year of data. Is that correct, Chris? So we will have the opportunity to come back and revisit this. And other states will have the opportunity to look at us and see what kind of impact it has here. So I appreciate the committee's patience, and I appreciate you coming on short notice today. And Senator Bertschinger, we have a dash 10 amendment.
And that's 4138 is the bill number?
Yes.
And what's the date on the dash 10?
March 3rd.
Yeah, March 3rd.
March 3rd.
Okay. Madam Chair, I move that we see. I move the dash 10 into House Bill 4138, the dash 10 dated March 3rd, 2014 into 4138.
Senator Berchinger has moved the dash 10 amendments into House Bill 4138. Is there any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. Senator Berchinger.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 4138 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Berchinger has moved House Bill 4138 as amended to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. And please mark Senator George as excused. Okay, committee, thank you very much.
The carrier.
Me.
You get to explain this one.
My committee's been too nice to me. I'm not going to do this to any of them. So, committee, this should be our last meeting, but as you know, we are a committee that never goes away until the last gavel is banged. So stay on notice. We are on one-hour notice. So with that, we are adjourned. We are adjourned.